Manhattan's dollar princesses ought to pinch their cheeks and don their finest. The Duke of Kingston is en route to New York City in search of his future duchess. The New York World. New York City, 1895. The Fifth Avenue Hotel. A chance encounter with the Duke was only the second most interesting thing to happen to Miss Adeline Black that afternoon. But that was life in New York City for you. One never knew whom one might meet, what good fortune or disaster might befall you, or when you will crash into the town's most eligible bachelor in the lobby of the Fifth Avenue Hotel. Tuesday, that's when. Tuesday, precisely 7 minutes before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This meant that she had precisely 7 minutes to make her way through the vast hall of the Fifth Avenue Hotel on her way to the suite of rooms of Miss Harriet Burnett. Adeline didn't know her from Adam, but she knew an opportunity to change her life and make her dreams come true when it requested a 2 o'clock appointment. She could not be late. But this lobby was an absolute crush. The great hall was full of everything a hotel guest could want, from tickets to tea, and it was packed with the city's wealthiest and most prestigious guests. They strutted their stuff, showed off their finery, made deals, and traded gossip in the luscious surroundings of the city's most exclusive and opulent hotel. And they got in her way. These out-of-towners walked slowly in front of her, delaying her progress to the elevator, to Miss Burnett's rooms on the top floor, to her future. For the occasion, Adeline wore her best ensemble, a plum-colored walking dress paired with a crisp white shirtwaist bearing a cascade of delicate little ruffles from her throat to her waist. The cropped jacket was darling, edged in gold cord and tailored to show off her narrow waist. A simple matching hat was perched perfectly on her dark hair. On her feet were French-style heels like ladies wore, though hers were purchased from a pushcart downtown for the astronomical sum of a week's wages. But they were worth it. They pinched her toes, but they were so worth it. Adeline darted to the left to avoid a trio of Wall Street types in three-piece suits lumbering toward her with no regard for the people in their path. She spun to the right to dodge a pair of ladies, deep in conversation as they walked. She had too much momentum going to stop herself when a man stepped into her path and turned toward her. And so she crashed into his firm, muscled chest. Firm, muscled arms enveloped her. She took a deep breath of evergreen-scented soap and clean linen, and man. She noted the feel of exceptionally fine cashmere wool against her cheek. Adeline stilled, and in all honesty, she savored the moment. It was not every day that a seamstress found herself in a gentleman's arms, at least in such a respectable fashion. Well, on Tuesdays. Except, apparently, on Tuesdays. Adeline took a step and tilted her head back to look at the gentleman with whom she collided. He felt like he'd be handsome, and the truth did not disappoint. He had the kind of good looks a woman just wanted to stare at all day, all night, and then again at the breakfast table. Forever. There was something about that well-groomed dark brown hair, something about those deep blue eyes and the faint lines at the corners. Something about that firm, sensuous mouth cocked into a seductive half-smile.
Well, hello.
His voice was low, his accent distinctly British. Her heart fluttered.
Are you all right, miss?
She was more than all right. Besides being left breathless, I think I am just fine. She flashed him a flirtatious smile because he was a handsome fellow and she was in the mood to seize opportunities today. And yourself? Have you recovered from your display of heroics?
Oh, I don't know that I would call catching you heroic. Any decent gentleman would try to catch a pretty girl when she was falling.
Adeline smiled at him, the unfeigned way of a girl just complimented by a handsome man, and leaned in close to say, Don't look now, but everyone is watching us. You'll be the talk of the town by supper.
You're assuming I'm not the talk of the town already.
Ah. You're a confident one. You'll fit right in. Welcome to New York. As a dedicated reader of the New York World, particularly the gossip columns in said paper,
Adeline had a hunch about just who this handsome stranger was.